next item on the agenda, permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, page two items, as we refer to those, are those items which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a full public interest review for which no opposition has been received and staff is recommending approval. With the removal of 2B on the agenda, we now have four of those items. In summary, 2A, City View 2 LLCs, requesting a permit modification to install a temporary work trestle over Thalia Creek. This is in conjunction with the Constitution Drive roadway connection in Virginia Beach. The trestle will be a temporary structure, but we are recommending that they be allowed to retain it for a one-year period. They'll have minimum vertical clearances in Thalia Creek of 3 feet above mean high water. 2C, Loudon Water is requesting authorization to install 75 linear feet of water main, 16-inch water main. You need broad run in Loudon County. In this case, given the private nature, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $225 for that encroachment under state-owned bottom at our rate of $3 per linear foot. 2D, City of Portsmouth is requesting authorization to replace the existing culverts under Johnson Avenue. This will be with a 64-foot long, 8-foot wide, 4-foot high box culvert. They're all also asking for permission to dredge approximately 21.3 cubic yards of material from the upstream side of the culvert or the road crossing to remove sediment. The maximum depth will be minus 1.6 feet. This tributary is an unnamed tributary but leads into the western branch of Elizabeth River. And finally, 2E, the Marine Corps base at Quantico, is really asking only for a reactivation and a one-year extension of a permit you previously approved for the construction of a crossing over Chappawamsett Creek, as well as the installation of, or reinstallation, but by the directional bore method of water, sanitary, electrical, and communication lines. It did also authorize some installation of backfilling and bulkheading on the upstream side, as well as some riprap on the south bridge abutment side. The permit had expired, or they allowed it to unfortunately expire on October 31st, so it's not been expired that long. No additional work is being proposed. They, of course, will agree to abide by all the previous conditions that you had imposed. With that, either I or members of my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
The members of the commission have a question for Mr. Grab on these page two items. Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience in favor or in opposition to these projects? If not, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Schick.
Move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Schick. Is there a second? Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.